Coming up on American Parlor Songbook, join us for sketches, stories, and songs on communications. Sketch comic Isaac Kessler and Los Angeles duo The Hawthorns perform.
It's not bad, but we have to make sure to communicate clearly. You know, we're radio professionals now.
We're professionals?
Remember that time we were unloading the van and a guy walked by and threw a buck at us?
Oh, yeah, I framed that.
Well, if we're paid, we're pros.
Oh, shoot, I better put on some pants then.
No, it's radio. They can't see your pajamas.
We've been on the radio this whole time? I thought we were just sending these to your mom.
No, we're national. If you don't include Arizona, Oregon, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, and about 30 other states.
Wow, pressure is on.
A good broadcaster can hit the post. That's where you time your talking to exactly land at the right time when it's time for a break.
Oh, we can totally do that.
Yeah, I know, exactly, because we're amazing broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Hit the announcement and bring us home right on time.
Coming up on American Parlor Song. This is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston.
And as always, on the other microphone, I only hear, when it's convenient for me, Julie Van Dusen. Communications. Sending information faster than you can just run over there and tell them. It makes the world work the way it works now, you know? The ability to communicate across a distance using all manner of whatever technology you can burn, charge, toot, or tap. Without it, we're just a bunch of monkeys hooting in the woods. It brings the world together. Business, geopolitics, family, you know, reach out and touch someone. With consent, of course.
Can you hear me loud and clearly at a distance or right near me? Calling across a great divide made of space and measured time, down the long and winding line. Can you hear me?
I guess the voice was ground zero. You know, squirrels squeak. Hey, here's the nuts. Birds chirp. I'm over here, look at me. People, well, we stumbled onto language, smacking our sloppy tongues all over our teeth and making crazy sounds, you know, glottal stops and diphthongs. These days we wear those. Our ancestors, they didn't wear much at all, but, well, they did figure out a few words. Ironically, it took millennia to come up with glottal and diphthong. Probably the last words we needed to get to in terms of necessity, right? No, they probably started with fire and rock, which, strangely enough, are the only two words that Ted Nugent knows to this day. The rest of us, we got whole dictionaries in hundreds and hundreds of languages, you know, too many to count. The only two known people ever to speak all of the languages are C-3PO and Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg. And on what day did we create that tongue twister? Anyway, we talked, right? But we also roamed. So we set out to talk from afar. You know, climb up on a cliff, pick up an old conch shell, and call everybody home for tribal council. And so it began. Listen.
Can you hear me loud and clearly at a distance or right near me? Calling across a great divide made of space and measured time, down the long and winding line. Can you hear me?
The Roman Emperor Tiberius, he went full Marlon Brando, you know. He got his own island. It was called Capri. They also make really good pants. Anyway, he managed to rule the empire from his easy chair on that island using gigantic metal mirrors. You know, they reflected the sun across the water, blinking out their messages. On the high seas in the 1500s, Magellan did a similar primitive trick by blasting cannons to signal the other ships. If you dialed the wrong number, you'd sink one. They tried smoke signals, you know, on the high seas too, but, well, the bad news was that the fires sank the ships. The good news was the water put out the fires. Too late, though. Then none of that happened. Speaking of communications, my internet is down and I can't raid Wikipedia for all this information. I'd better sing.
Can you hear me loud and clearly at a distance or right near me? calling across a great divide, made of space and measured time, down the long and winding line. Can you hear me?
Around the end of the 18th century, a guy named Claude Chap, or was it a Claude named Guy Chap, or was it a chap named Guy Claude? I don't know. No, it says here it was Claude Chap. He strung those tricks together into an optical telegraph of sorts. You know, signals across a line, a semaphore line. You spread out a bunch of people at high points. One guy signals the next and the next and so on. And then blammo, your message gets halfway across the country in no time. You could get a broken telephone effect, though. A broken semaphore effect, as it were. The message, you know, drifting off course as each guy next, you know, misses a move or two. Portugal sent Napoleon a message. It read, "Conquer this, you French SOB." By the time it got to Napoleon, it read, "Conquer this, you French SOB." Well, I guess it was more in his perception of the message. The rest is history. Or it isn't. Don't quote me, I'm a piano player. Electricity came into play, right? And, well, it didn't take long for Joseph Henry to figure out an electric telegraph, you know, tap out an electrical zap, right? And skip all the flashing and dancing and cannons and pigeons or whatever, and Morse code came along, and then, well, and then it was the language of taps, dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, 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 SOS, or dash, dash, dot, dot, smiley face, dash, dash, eggplant, which is Morse code for you up? Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone next, you know, sending the human voice itself out across the distance at lightning speed. Well, actually, Bell and Antonio Meucci, he also invented the telephone at the same time. The first phone call went something like this. Ring, ring. Hello? New phone, who this? No, who's this? I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone. No, I'm Antonio Meucci, I'm the inventor of Il Telefono. Alexander goes to his assistant. You keep him talking. I'll run to the patent office. The assistant says, why don't you just call the patent office? Oh, right.
Can you hear me loud and clearly at a distance or right near me? Calling across a great divide made of space and measured time down the long and winding line. Can you hear me?
And then, of course, radio broadcasts. Television. Oh, don't forget the fax machine. That was huge in the 80s, right? You could fax an 8-ball over to your stockbroker and he'd send you right back a Porsche and a sweet blazer. Something like that. I don't know. I was just a kid. Born in the age of computers. Right at the dawn of it, actually. Ones and O's, and then cell phones, and smartphones, and smart with a new strange communication, the text message, part acronyms, part cartoons, all thumbs, and satellites relaying the info now, you know, and the cloud all pinging around out there, and we move down the ascending civilization gauntlet, barreling towards the point of no return, where a civilization gets its test to talk its way through the eye of a needle, and ascend past our dangerous machines and machinations, all being belted out into the stars on radio waves of ghostly bygone broadcasts.
Somewhere out among the endless pinhole stars, a distant beacon echoes in a voice that's just like ours.
Well, these days you've got a whole menu of communications in front of you. Just right now, today, you're listening, right? You're driving and we're on the radio, or you're scrolling and we're a podcast. You can flip to the next station or click over to the next show, sure. But does the next station have a mumbling low-level goon regurgitating loose facts and singing occasionally in between weak punchlines? I didn't think so. Well, I could explain to you that I'm an unreliable narrator, but you wouldn't believe me. I can say this. I will do my best to communicate my terrible ideas very clearly this week. Stick around. I glued your radio to this station.
Can you hear me loud and clearly at a distance or right near me? calling across a great divide, made of space and measured time, down the long and winding line. Can you hear me?
And as always, if you're offended by something you hear on the program this week, I don't know, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, or and I'm not communicating clearly enough for you, you can just tweet me directly at @thejphouston, and you'll be promptly ignored. Stick around. American Parlor Songbook. We'll be right back. Maybe. I hope. American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
You've reached Armatech Bioengineering Customer Service. How can I help you?
Oh, I must have the wrong number. I was trying to order a pizza.
So. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you for calling Pizza House. May I take your order?
Wait, you said this was a bioengineering firm?
Yes, Pizza House.
A pizza chain and a bioengineering company must share the same customer service center. That's right.
Yes, right. We here at Fifth National Bank are doing our best to serve you.
Now you're a bank.
Yes, it's the, Fifth National Bank of Pizza. And what toppings would you like to deposit, sir?
It's got to be tough keeping all these straight over there at that call center.
Right. And regarding your overdraft?
By overdraft, I hope that you're talking about some kind of new convection oven or something.
You wanted a large?
Yeah, all right. We're on track. Extra crispy.
Yes, our bacteria is stable for CRISPR gene lab work.
By bacteria, I'm hoping that you mean yeast for the dough, the yeast.
Yes, the yeast. Chinese Standard Time when the market's open.
The market to go get cheese.
No, our rats are delivered with pellet feed.
You deliver rats.
Yes, sir. A free 2-liter is included with every delivery.
Delivery of, so we're clear, pizza.
I'm sorry, Mr. Caroni. I'm afraid your account is overdrawn.
Wait, I don't remember telling you my name.
Yep, I see it right here. It's a charge of $600 for rat feed from an Armatech bioengineering company.
Yeah, that's you.
This is Fifth National Bank, sir.
Yeah, sure, right now it is. Could be a Chinese market any second.
There's no need to get testy. We're very accommodating here at Uzbeki Airlines.
Oh, I think your prompt screen is broken. I'm not flying anywhere.
No, not flied. Our pizza is baked.
Baked?
Yes, right into the cost of the medical waste disposal.
The rats.
Our brokers are top-notch.
Of course.
No, perfectly smooth.
The crust.
Yes, there is in-flight entertainment.
I'm never getting what I want, am I?
No, I doubt it, sir.
All right, then I'll take a large rat special, Indian rupees on half, Skyway magazine on the other, oh, and a 2-liter of Kill Me Now.
And would you like that deposited directly into your account ending in 8432?
Sure, why not?
Stay on the line for a brief survey. We value your opinion at Jerky Warehouse.
Yeah. We're going to be hearing some special in-studio performances this week from a great duo out of Los Angeles, California. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hot Thorns.
There she goes, she's leaving tonight. The signs were there, nothing seemed right. The trail was overgrown, and the path is not her own. It's time to get moving on. Said it's time. Right. As a queen of the desperados, ain't no life. Her hopes are on the wing. To know yourself is everything. time had just begun. Oh, when she gets there, she'll know where she's been going. All the gates will open and the love is overflowing. There's a storm within her eyes and a fever in her soul. Everywhere she goes, she takes the rebel road. The strength inside is coming on. She's a dreamer and her life is a song. Her wild heart will beat to its own rhythm and it keeps her strong. She won't look back for long. Oh, when she gets there, she'll know where she's been going. All the gates will open and the love is overflowing. There's a storm within her eyes and a fever in her soul. Everywhere she goes, she takes the rebel road. So starry-eyed and waiting on the wind. She don't need wings to fly, she's soaring in her head. There are reasons why we end up where we do until we stand up and begin.
You can find information about our musical guest on their website, lahatthorns.com. That's HAWTTHORNS.com. Let's have another song from the Hot Thorns.
You called me friend. I was there for just pretend. I believed in you. We were making plans. You had your own. When you cut me out, it cut me to the bone. I guess I'm glad you let your real color show. Sleight of hand and your best shell game, you had them all believing I was the one to blame. Now the makeup's off and the curtain's down and we're standing eye to eye. There's no reason left to lie. Truth is all around. Then you clipped my broken wings to keep me on the that you love me now.
Songs turned clockwise on circles in black, 33 and a third, or 45 times around with crackles and pops, or on boombox cassettes, bootlegged and hand-labeled. And through the air, after booming-voiced Carls and Rogers doled out top-of-the-hour weather news and traffic and yammered straight through the intros of the songs right up to the first word of the verse. A nightmare of sisters. That's the official word for it. You have a murder of crows, a flock of geese, a herd of cows, and a nightmare of sisters. In a house full of a nightmare of sisters, the battle for control of the set, be it the TV or radio, was a bloody one. Well, there was one day a week when our tastes aligned. Sunday night, before Dr. Demento, the top 20. With those hilarious dedications to sick cats and loving grandmas, right? And which song would win the week? Yes, like the trench troops declaring truce for Christmas in World War I, we'd crawl out into the night and share the radio Sunday for an hour. Black tube stick microphones with the cord attached. A silver-painted grid on the mouthpiece there, you know, to make it look like metal and fool you that it was a real professional deal. And they came with the cassette recorders. And every pack of tin-voiced kids had a candid kitchen session or a fake news broadcast they recorded, right? Probably still sitting in a drawer to this day. Grayed and faded. Demagnetizing. A faint, warbling ghost of that little voice that you once were. A kid's life wasn't fair. The TV didn't simply stop. No, not for midnight or two or three. No, it kept on churning out good things for me to look at, and until that test pattern a few hours before school. If I was wired enough, I could even watch that for a half an hour. So I'd wake up, and I'd walk to school and paste my cowlick down with a handful of snow and crawl disheveled 10 minutes late every day. Every single day I was 10 minutes late, except for one, when I made it in time for the announcements. You'd hear that rumble of kids. It was more of a tickle of kids because they had those little tiny voices. They weren't deep enough for a rumble, even with a full class. A roar, maybe, like a pack of seagulls on a beach, but not a rumble. And then the little square speaker in the corner crackled too. Please stand for the national anthem. Oh, brother, I have my own Weird Al-style lyrics to keep myself entertained. Well, hold on, what's this? That's a kid's voice on the speaker. They let a kid at the microphone. Fridays, bring your dad to school day. Mondays, bake sale. Almost like a genuine top-of-the-hour radio pitch. All right. I'm sold. Give me the microphone. That machine gun arm strapped to a full-powered truck motor, and right up against the bell there, it jangled that little metal arm so furiously it gave every last kid tinnitus. That bell, that recess bell, it rang, and I shined the swing set. It's straight for the office, right? You know, I could be good. I could be a good boot-licking do-good kid if I really wanted something bad enough. So I amped up the cute for the secretaries. I turned up the cute so high, they went right for that schedule and penciled me in for Monday. I hoofed home on a mission, right? Through the door, past the beanbag chair. No cartoons, no pre-dinner cookie sneak. No, just right for that leftover beat-up 1970s tape recorder that my older brother never returned to the library. Press the two buttons down, right? Play and record. They sink deep, and then a big click, and then the tape starts dragging across the heads, and go. I sat there cold reading imaginary scenarios, bake sales, assemblies, safety day, the principal's birthday, whatever they would hit me with, oh, I'd be ready for it. Ready with a honed-in, dead-serious, way-too-fake, deep anchor voice. What a little jerk. I woke up early, put on a stupid suit. You know, the one, the Italian wedding kid suit, right? I combed my hair for the first time ever in my life, and I strutted into the office ahead of the clock to begin my inevitable rise to the Broadcast Hall of Fame. Hold that dedication, Casey Kasem. There's a new mic whisperer in town, and the bell goes. Keep it together. The anthem. Oh, this is it, kid. Here we go. This is it. The secretary hands me the copy. She points, and nothing. I clammed up and froze like a pond in Canadian December. Just dead air. Ringing through the halls in my head. Out the windows with my career. I had no idea what to say. But years went on, and after the PTSD subsided, I did get back on the mic and try to regain my confidence. But you know, now, thankfully, not like then, now, no more pregnant pauses or clammed up dead air. I always know exactly what to...
The waves in the air, speed of sound, spreading words everywhere, near or far, playing catch with the sun, shooting jacks with the stars, when the world was ours.
From Big Sag, Montana, to Totsuck, Arkansas. Everywhere you look, America's greatest enemy is fiddling its tentacles into your mind, poisoning you with propaganda.
Propa what?
Ganda, Billy.
Ganda? You mean like a goose?
No, stupid, like a worm, working its way into your chubby little head and telling you what to think.
You mean like this cartoon?
Don't get smart, Billy.
Ain't much risk of that happening around here.
Shut up, Billy, and follow me.
Where we going?
To hell in a handbasket. Let's go.
Aww. Say, who's that down there?
Why, that's a straw man, Billy.
He looks drunk.
Well, that's his job.
Like my Uncle Chuck?
Our straw man has a purpose.
My Aunt Jill says Uncle Chuck's purpose is to make her miserable.
Straw man's purpose is to get knocked down. You see, Billy, he's propped up there to make an easy argument. Look at it spewing out of his mouth.
Yep, he's just like Uncle Chuck.
And here comes our pundit to knock him down.
Hey, ain't that cheating?
It's only cheating if you get caught, Billy. Now put this on and follow me.
What is it?
It's a straitjacket.
Hey, I ain't crazy.
Not yet, let's go.
Look at that over there.
What do you see, Billy?
A whole lot of corruption.
Why, Billy, there's nothing there.
Sure there is. I'm looking right at it.
That's just an empty closet, Billy.
No, it ain't. It's full of skeletons.
Sure, and J. Edgar Hoover wears a dress. You just sit right here, Billy. I'll call the funny farm.
But I'm looking right at it.
Oh, you're seeing things, Billy.
Look, miss, I know what I'm looking at. If you don't
shut
your mouth,
okay,
I'm gonna shut it for you.
Calm down, Billy. I'm just gaslighting you.
You mean like grandma after bean soup?
I'm making you feel crazy so you don't know what to believe. Next, we'll stick this tinfoil hat on your head so everyone else thinks you're crazy too.
Why, you lousy!
It only gets worse, Billy. Follow me!
Aw, come on!
Quiet, Billy. Do you hear it?
Sounds like bullshit.
That's right, Billy. All that chatter you hear is fake news.
News?
Fake news.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
So how do I tell what's real?
Look for the mainstream media seal of approval.
Ain't that kind of arbitrary?
Oh, you sure do ask a lot of questions, Billy.
Well, ain't it my constitutional right?
Sure it is, Billy. Now, take this.
Case sedative-y.
Come on, Billy. Go with these nice men now.
Where am I going?
Somewhere where no one will hear you.
Hey! Hey, you goons! Come on! Let me go!
Stay vigilant. Stay American, and always be on the lookout for propaganda.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook, And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air.
Sunday. At the Illinois Speedway in Aurora,
we're bringing in 10,000 pounds of mud.
Thrill as motocross champion Rick Champion jumps a whole tank of Playboy bunnies. We're giving you all super soakers for the wet t-shirt contest.
When the bottles will battle it out
to the death.
Last girl standing wins a date with Bret Michaels of Poison. Then we'll blow your eardrums from your stupid head
when we bring out
the beast.
50 jet engines at center field will rip the face off your face with 20,000 decibels of
American stupidity.
Sunday.
And welcome back to American Parlor Songbook here on our episode about communications. Speaking of communications, you know, the FCC, they regulate the radio waves, and well, this is public radio, so while we're not allowed to have commercials, usually we have to have what's called underwriting. But we're kind of going to try and cheat in an exception this week because, well, we're desperate. We need the money. A local businessman here, he's funding the program this week, and, well, part of the agreement was that he gets to come on the air and do his own commercial himself. He's a little nervous, but I think we're going to have him on the microphone. Okay, Jack.
Hey there, how you doing? Is your shoulder feeling empty? Nothing to put your stuff in? Then you need a bag! A black bag! Hey, do you have a laptop? Well, it ain't gonna carry itself! Sounds like you need a black laptop backpack! Whoa! It's hot outside! My belly button is pierced and my toesies smell! I wish I had a black crop top to go along with a pair of flip-flops! If you checked off all these boxes, then come on down to Jack Locke's Black Bag and Crop Top Flip-Flop Laptop Backpack Pop-Up Shop! I'm Jack Locke, owner and lover of black crop tops, laptop backpacks, flip-flops, and black bags! We've been selling black laptop... can we go again?
We're live.
No! Okay. I'll just pick it up from here. We've been selling black crop tops and black bags and laptop backpacks for over 15 years, and we're so excited to finally offer a flowing supply of tip-top flip-flops for your toe-free pleasure at our new pop-up shop. And if you want to say to me, hey... Sorry, what's that?
30 seconds.
I only got 30 seconds? Oh, okay. I'll speed up, I guess. Okay, where was I? All right, if you say to me, hey, Jack Locke, do you have any laptop backpacks in white? Well, I will say to you, you don't know what you're talking about. So get off your high horse and clip-clop on down at Jack Locke's and get yourself a black laptop backpack. And if you, yes, you, say the magic discount code, I keep flapjacks in my knickknacks, to which I will then respond, I grip snacks during sick naps, I will gift you, yes, you, a brand new crock pot. That's right, a brand new flipping crock pot. But only if you say the magic super discount special code. Be careful, because if you say, I dip clocks in my drip cough, then you get no crock pot. But Jack Locke, how do I find you? Oh my God, I thought you'd never ask. You know the corner of Black Rock and Wicknock? If you do, you've gone too far. So backtrack that Mack truck up, because that's what you're gonna need when you shop till you drop it. Jack Locke's Black Bag and Crop Top, Black Laptop, Backpack, Crop Top, Flip Flop, Pop-Up Shop. Did I make it? Oh, snap.
Full disclosure, that was actually comedian Isaac Kessler. You can find information about Isaac on his website, isaackessler.com. Well, it's about time for another song from the Hawthorns.
White light, daybreak, what will we make of this life? This chance, will we give what we take? It's your right to be wrong. It's your fight. It's your song. Morning sun, what will we become? The road is long and it winds and it bends. We run and we fall. We stand up again. We start on the back for reasons unclear. When you leave, my friend, I'll be glad you stopped here. Everything changes, stars even fade away and turn to dust. It's all moving fast, nothing will last forever except for us. We've loved, we've fought, we've learned and we've taught. The fire we made burn red, red hot. We tried and we failed, we lost and we won. Morning sun, what will we become? Everything changes, stars even fade away. We get no warning when stars hit the ground. Morning sun, what will we do now? Morning sun, what will we
Another great song from a great duo, KP and Johnny Hawthorne, or the Hot Thorns. Let's have another one.
Our timing is always off. That's our history, my friend. The cycle is long, and I'm not strong enough to watch it go around again. It feels so heavy now, as low as a baritone. I've got plans to lighten up, even if I gotta do it alone. It's time we leave behind what we've outgrown. Ooh, we were shaking when we should have been swaying. Ooh, we were screaming. Done is done, and we can't unring that bell. Getting in my ride with a suitcase and a smile. It's time to face, I gotta put this place in the rear view for a while. To echo those mistakes is not my style. Screaming when we should have been singing.
That's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX.
Window.
You can find information about the program
Window.
On our website, American Parlor.
Window.
Oh, yes. Mother, what is it? I was trying to sleep.
Wendell, how do I stop an email from arriving?
Oh, no, Mother. What have you sent?
No, it's nothing important. So long as we can bust a server and delete a data package, or whatever it is these whiz kids do these days.
Martha, it only takes an instant.
Oh, perfect. Then you can fix it and be back in bed without all this complaining.
No, the email is to the sender in an instant.
Are we talking about an American instant or a European instant?
It's the same wherever you go, Martha.
Well, obviously, you've never ordered around from an uppity French waiter at 2 a.m.,
All right, let me put it this way. Last Sunday dinner, do you remember how fast you got Mrs. Nussbaum to roll her eyes?
I had that old bat up in arms from the instant I walked in the door wearing that bikini.
Exactly.
Oh, good Lord. I'm doomed.
How bad is it?
Do you remember how bad it was two Sundays last when I rolled Mr. Nussbaum's glass eye for him?
Oh, no. I'll call the lawyer.
No lawyers. No. We'll handle this the old-fashioned way.
With an apology.
No. A midnight caper to destroy the Nussbaum's computer.
Before I go on a late-night B&E, I'm going to need to know what it was that you sent.
Do you remember seven Sunday dinners ago when I injured the Nussbaum's dog while trying to sneak Dorothy's diamond brooch out of her purse?
The brooch that's pinned to your nightgown right now.
Well, I didn't steal it so I could not show it off, Wendell.
And the email?
May or may not be a full confession and a certain lewd photo of me showing off the evidence.
To the Nussbaums.
Well, it wouldn't be funny to send it to anyone else.
It's not funny, it's felony.
No, Wendell, I had my clothes on in the picture. I was just flipping them the bird.
Not the photo, the brooch. Grand theft brooch.
No, it's not grand theft. I had it appraised at $999 just in case I got caught.
It's still an offense, nonetheless.
Well, they don't call me misdemeanor for nothing.
All right, so you want to cover up your misdemeanor with felony breaking and entering.
Oh, don't forget tampering with the computer.
It's not on the computer. It's in the cloud, Martha. Destroying the computer won't do a thing.
Well, then we'll destroy the cloud. How high up is it?
It's not up. It's everywhere. Servers, satellites, cell towers.
Oh, that's a lot of C4. I'll call my guy.
You have a guy.
Do you remember when I disappeared for 3 days from the resort in Belize?
You said you were invited on a yacht trip.
Well, I was. It was a quick jaunt across international borders and then back.
Stop. I don't want to hear you. You'll make me an accessory.
I am not your slave, Wendell. You can just wear the brooch when I'm not using it.
No, not that accessory. The crime.
Well, if anyone can wear a crime, it's me.
We've drifted off course here, Martha. There has to be a better solution than your C4 guy.
You're right. This might call for C5.
Back to the brooch, please.
We haven't done it yet, Wendell. It's still a breach. After the mission is complete, then we can call it a past tense.
No. Why don't we just return it and say that we, I don't know, found it under the table or something?
Yes, but then you're forgetting the email.
Oh, shoot. You're right.
Yes.
Wait, here. What if we say that we were hacked?
By a bird-flashing Martha Young lookalike with a matching brooch?
Hmm. You're right, that won't play.
No, but keep spitballing. I'll get my heist accessories on.
Wait, hold on, I've got it. It was all a big joke.
Well, the picture is hilarious, but it's still evidence of a crime.
No, we simply found the brooch under the table and thought it would amuse them to send a staged photo.
Oh, I like it. I didn't know you could be so deceptive.
Well, I've learned a few tricks while covering up for you all these years.
But then won't it just look like we're covering our tracks?
Not if we email them again before they read the first one.
Oh, yes, we'll hit them with the old 1-2.
Exactly. If it's right away, you know, in the chain, ha ha, just kidding, we found your brooch, and see you next Sunday in the condo clubhouse.
Yes, but don't lay it on too thick.
Oh, Martha, if I'm one thing, it's a good communicator.
Yes, you do know how to smooth things over with the old jibber-jabber.
All right, settled then. I'll start writing.
Here, take my tablet.
The iPad.
No, the Xanax. It'll calm you down.
I'll be perfectly relaxed once I've smoothed this all over. Here.
Should I put on some dubstep music so you can hack?
Well, this won't take long. Let's see. Email, sign in, yeah?
Hey, how do you know my password?
Oh, it's not exactly a big feat to guess your password would be the legendary Martha Young, all caps.
Well, the capitals make it louder.
Right, and here we are. Outbox and scrolling. Hold on a second. Wait, Martha.
Hmm.
When did you send this?
Just before I woke you up.
This evening. The last few hours.
Yes.
I don't see anything, Martha.
Well, it probably already got picked up by the robot mailman, or whatever happens in there.
No. It'd be in there, in the outbox. Did you push send, Martha?
Of course I did. I attached the picture, I typed up the saucy tirade, and then I clicked that right there, the mail can.
The mail can.
Of course, old man. Where else would I put it?
Martha.
Wendell.
That's the trash button.
Exactly. It's where all of my trash talk goes.
No, dear. It doesn't go anywhere when you push that. It goes away. It's a garbage can of sorts.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that every one of those 200 hilarious threats to the president went straight into the garbage?
Yes, and fortunately, your confession to the Nussbaums, right with
them. Oh, thank God.
What a relief.
Oh, you can say that again. Now I don't have to buy a new brooch.
Oh, come now, Martha.
Where are we going?
To a place of honesty and reason, I should hope.
Well, that sounds boring.
Now, dear, you've had your fun. It's time to find that brooch under the table and return it.
If we give it up, they're going to be suspicious anyway.
You're right. They will.
Wait, Wendell. I've got it figured out.
Oh, I smell a caper brewing.
Listen, tomorrow at the clubhouse...
For brunch, yes?
Yes. When I walk in wearing the other half of that bikini, Dorothy's eyes will roll so far around, there'll be plenty of time for you to slip it back into her purse.
But what about Mr. Nussbaum?
Oh, he won't be looking at her purse with these bikinied gams strutting about the retirement community.
Oh, they do go all the way up.
Wendell, we'll be sipping mimosas and stealing Mrs. Johnson's ring before dessert.
I'll start working on smoothing that one over in advance, then.
That is why we make such a good team.
Right. I keep it together, and you always keep it interesting.
Keep it interesting, yes.
And at the end of every good caper, it's always the same.
I get an Oscar and go on the lam with a Peruvian gun smuggler?
No, dear. You make the fun, I smooth it over, and then... I tuck you in.
And then you sing me my lullaby.
We're nothing if not predictable.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle and do. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. All your fears run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinhole skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say, though a day will fade. Another one is made, never be afraid. I'll be by your side, sleep tight, my love.
good night. Good night.